Blog Talk Radio.
You are perfect, tried and pure. You are healer, you are the cure. Redeemer of the lost and cold, you're the sovereign Lord of all. You're creator of earth and stone, you're the maker of flesh and bone. You're Jehovah, all-powerful. Your freedom worth fighting for. Come what may, you're worthy of glory. Come what may, you're worthy of praise. All we are is glory's reflection. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. And your kindness unmatchable. There's grace for guilt. There's grace for wrong. You are light for the past. Lord, without you, where will we go? You're the way, hey, our open door. Woo! To hear heaven from earth below. Your defender, yeah, when judgment calls, we're protected.
Nothing else matters. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You will carry us through. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Welcome, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His blessed Holy Spirit. Welcome to I Am Global Prayer Symposium Part 2. Midwives, arise. Today is day 8, and we have Prophet Andrea Lewis, a mighty prophet of Almighty God. Hallelujah. We are so honored to have her this evening in the name of Jesus. So what I'm saying to you, get your pads, your pens, your notepads, your Bibles. Hallelujah. And more importantly, let your spiritual ears open to hear what the Spirit of God is going to speak through Prophet Andrea Lewis. Hallelujah. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries, and we want to welcome you in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you, Lord. We worship you and we glorify your mighty and your holy name. Your name is mighty, glorious, holy, righteous. You are awesome, O God. There is no one like you. We bless you and we praise you. Thank you for the service during the past few days. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for the service this evening. Thank you for allowing us to gather this evening in the name of Jesus. We bless you and we thank you. Oh, Holy Spirit, do what you do best. Let the name of Jesus Christ be glorified and honored. Father, as you have given us this theme, midwives arise, we pray that the Holy Spirit will raise up midwives in the spiritual realm. In the name of Jesus, full of courage and boldness, to bring forth in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for those that are listening now, those that will listen at another time. I pray, Lord, that you touch their hearts. In the name of Jesus, open the minds that they will receive what the Spirit of God is speaking through your prophet. Let their ears be attentive to your word. And we pray, Father God, that the word be applicated in their, manifested in their lives, in the name of, in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, we honor you and we bless you. We thank you, Spirit of the living God. Rain down your grace, rain down your mercy in the name of Jesus, rain down your anointing, rain down your power in the name of Jesus. We declare this zone a no-fly zone in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus flow, oh, in this service like a tsunami. In the mighty name of Jesus, cover us with your precious blood in the name of Jesus. Help us, oh, in all our endeavors. Give us that spirit of obedience to do what you have called us to do. In the name of Jesus, we pray for souls that are not saved. We pray that they will come into the saving grace of Jesus Christ. We pray for those who have backslidden. We pray, Father God, that they will come back into the sheepfold. We pray for those who are in the kingdom, in the name of Jesus, that they will, we will hunger and thirst after righteousness and be filled. Help us, O God, to walk by the Spirit and not by the flesh, O God. God, in the name of Jesus, let all that we do, everything that we say, bring glory and honor to your name, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Take things in us that is not of you, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Fill us up with your Holy Spirit. Fill us up with your power. Fill us up, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. You are worthy, O God. You are worthy of the praise. Hallelujah, and the glory and honor. Father, we pray for the prophet, O God, in the name of Jesus, your anointed servant, your anointed midwife, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus, O God. Father God, we pray that as you bring this word forth in the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, that it will reach not only on this radio, but from nations to nations, globally, in the name of Jesus, that people will heed to what you're speaking through her in the name of Jesus, oh God. I pray that you will bless her family, bless her going in, bless her coming out. She's the head and not the tail. She's above and not beneath. In the name of Jesus, shield her with your favor continuously, oh God. In the name of Jesus, give her the desires of her heart according to your will, plan, and purpose for her life, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Father God, for every prophetic directive that she has released and that she will release. In the name of Jesus, oh God, he that has an ear, let them hear what the Spirit of God is speaking to the prophet this evening. In the name of Jesus, oh Father God, we thank you. We bless you for your servant. We bless you, O God. We bless you, O God. Oh, Father God, we honor your servant in the name of Jesus, O God. Spirit of the living God, continuously flow, river of living waters, flow in our lives, flow in this service. Send your holy angels, O God, to be with us and do your biddings, O God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. We thank you for the divine connection to the heart of God. In the name of Jesus, we bless you and we praise you this evening. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Holy Spirit, we are dependent on you. In Jesus' name, we surrender completely and totally to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we've prayed. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Midwives, arise. I'm going to read from the book of Exodus 1:15-22. And the king of Egypt spake to the Hebrew midwives, of which the name of the one was Shipra and the name of the other Pua. And he said, when you do the office of a midwife to the Hebrew women and see them upon the stools, if it be a son, then you shall kill him. But if it be a daughter, then she shall live. But the midwives feared God and did not as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the men's children alive. And the king of Egypt called for the midwives and said unto them, why have you done this thing and have saved the men's children alive? And the midwives said unto Pharaoh, because the Hebrew women are not as the Egyptian women, for they are lively, and I deliver earth, the midwives come unto them. Therefore God dwelt with the midwives, and the people multiplied and waxed very greatly, very mighty. And it came to pass, because the midwives feared God, that he made them houses. And Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, every son that is born you shall cast into the river, and every daughter you shall save alive. Blessed be the reading of the word of God. We're going to go into a prophet Angel bio. And then after the bio, she requested a special worship song. And we'll do the worship song right after the bio. And then she'll come on. Hallelujah. Prophet Andrea, just press one on your keypad so I can open the line when it's time. Hallelujah. Good evening to those of you that's just joining in. God bless you. I'm going to give the mic to Reverend Boyer to read her bio.
Good Saturday afternoon and welcome again. The I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries welcome you. And we just want you all to know that we love you. Tonight we're going to have Prophetess Andrea Lewis, a great prophetess, a great woman of God. And I have the honor of reading her bio. Prophetess Andrea Lewis is the founder of It's All in His Hands ministry. It is presently an online email of devotionals and teachings on the Word of God. They can be seen in segments entitled Something to Think About and The Prophet's Corner. Prophetess Lewis walks boldly in the office of a prophet, deliverance and healing. The mandate that God has placed on her life allows her to operate under a strong prophetic anointing, which allows her to interpret dreams under the unction of the Holy Spirit and prophetically prophesy. She wholeheartedly strives to be all that our Heavenly Father, Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, has called her to be. She does not take her assignment in the body of Christ lightly and has a nah ability to love all, regardless of race, ethnic origin, or background in life. Prophetess Andrea is serious about the assignment and the gifts that God has entrusted her with and uses them to edify the body of Christ and to give God glory. As a spiritual midwife, her assignment is to assist the people of God in birthing out the giftings that God has placed inside of them, to call forth, activate, assist, and equip the saints of God, to speak wisdom, insight, knowledge, and understanding through the love of Jesus Christ to a nation of believers and unbelievers.
Amen.
This woman of God, who is sold out and committed to living holy for her Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, no matter the cost. She loves family, ministry, and life, and travels as a conference speaker. Her favorite scriptures are Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, Romans 8, 28, and Matthew 6, 33. It is a desire that the men and women of God walk in the fullness and abundance of their God-given potential. For it is our right as citizens of the kingdom of God. Prophetess Lewis is the mother of three, grandmother of 10, and great grandmother of 5. She's a member of Second Chance Worship Center under the leadership of Apostle Mike Davis, where the motto is Welcome to Second Chance Worship Center, where anything can happen and is possibly will. This is Prophetess Andrea Lewis. I love you, and there is nothing you can do about it. Once again, the next voice you are going to hear
after the
worship song will be that of Prophetess Lewis.
So we lift you high, Yahweh.
Praise the Lord. We're having some technical difficulties. Just give you a few minutes. Let's be praising the Lord while I get it going. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Let's pray. Hallelujah. 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 Pray. Let us pray. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
We love you.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good evening, Prophet. I'm so sorry for the technical difficulties. Hallelujah.
No problem. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Well, we welcome you.
Can we see me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
You can start if you're ready. I know you're ready.
Can we pray? Heavenly Father, we just glorify you today. We magnify you today because you are an awesome God. Father God, we thank you for the appointed set time that you have allowed and orchestrated and ordained for such a time as this, Father God. Now speak to your people like you've never speak to them before, Father God. But let them have the ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in this season and in this hour. Not only hear, but obey, God. So, God, we thank you and we glorify you today in the matchless name of Jesus. We bless you, God. We bless you. We thank you for the honor and the privilege, God. As I decrease and the Holy Spirit increase, God, that you have your way and speak to your people and say what it is that you have to say. Not what Andrea has to say, but what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to his bride today, God. So we thank you and we glorify you. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen. Thank you, Apostle Marco and Reverend Boyer, for inviting me to be a part of the Midwives Arise. I thank you. I thank my Apostle Mike Davis for the one that pushes me when I don't want to be pushed. And I give honor and praise to God because he's worthy to be praised. So can we just get to what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in this hour to the people of God? The theme you have is Midwives Arise. Well, that's the commandment. Arise. He's telling us to get up. Evidently, we sitting down. We sleeping. I don't know. You may be laying on in the hammock up under the tree. You may be chilling. I don't know what you're doing, but the Lord said, it's time for you to rise. It's time for you to get up now. It's time for you to be about what he has called and ordained for you to do. It's time to get up. It's time to say what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to say. It's time for you to stop holding back. It's time for you to stop denying. It's time for you to stop being about yourself. It's time for you to pick up your cross, deny yourself, and follow God. But now the body has its own agenda. But God is birthing out a generation. And that's why the devil is on the hunt, because he's looking for that generation that the midwives have hidden. Some have not been birthed out, but some of them are hidden. Some of them are being groomed. Some of them are being pruned. Some of them are being cleaned up to carry the work of God, to be the mouthpiece in the wilderness, to be the voice from Zion that says, yes, I'll say what the Lord says to say. Now, we got a lot of people on here tonight are haven't been on all this week. So I'm just going to bring you up to date so you won't get lost, because I don't like for people to get lost in the middle of what we're talking about. We're talking about midwives arise, spiritual midwives arise. So it's basically talking about midwives having a function, not only a function as a midwife, but having a function as being a spiritual midwife. Because see, there is a difference. See, because just the midwife just delivers the baby, and they're going on about their business generally. But the spiritual midwife, come on, help me somebody. The spiritual midwife has a more important part, because that's the one that brings the word from heaven and departs into the mother and into the baby as she is delivering the baby, that will say to the baby, you shall live and not die. That will shall prophesy to that unborn womb and say, live. He says, yet when you are in your mother's womb, I said live. Before you were even cleaned up, before you were even still out in your mess, you hadn't been cleaned up. You hadn't been salted. You were not the salt of the earth. You were in your nasty filth. You were in your nasty rags, but yet I told you to live. So God has put a commandment on the midwives to tell the midwives, you're going to have to open your mouth and command them to live. You're going to have to open your mouth and command them to, and say what thus says the Lord. Because it's not about a popularity contest no more. It's about somebody's life being at stake. And so now he's come to the point. All week he's been saying, midwife arise. He's given us 10 days of this symposium. A woman is pregnant for generally 9 months. There are also stages in the spiritual midwife and the spiritual birth as well that you have to go through. And it feels something at some time, just like you're having a natural birth, because you feel the pains and the heartache and the stress that goes on when you are having a full-term baby. Would it be surprised today that today is number 8? 8 means new beginning. This is also the 8th month. What is God trying to tell us? Every month of the every person had a day. Day 1, day 2, day 3, up to day 10. Those days coincide with something that God is trying to tell us from the heavenly realm. That he wants the earth to know, that he wants his people to know, so that they can get into a position to receive what it is the Lord is saying to them. But we're so hung up in the material things that we can't get the spiritual. And the Lord is saying, enough is enough. Midwives, get in your position. Midwives, say what it is you need to say. Midwives, do what it is that you need to do. I can remember when I was in my 8th month some years ago, and I miscarried. And the baby was 8 months. And in talking with my mom was a nurse. And in talking with my mom, I found out that for some reason, 8-month babies have a tendency not to make it as the other preemies do. She didn't really understand why, but she said there was sometimes they didn't make it like the other preemies would. I know back when I was growing up, now they removed the placenta. Back then, they didn't remove the placenta. The body itself had to discharge the placenta. And see, the placenta sometimes, when it's left in the body, it can set up a toxic poison in the body that will not only cause the baby to die, but it will cause the mother to die as well. Because see, what happened was, what caused my baby to be stillborn was that the placenta had a leak in it. And all the fluid that the baby was feeding off of, the baby had nothing to feed off of no longer. And so for a month, the baby had no nourishment, no food. It's the same thing with a spiritual baby. If that baby don't get no spiritual food, if it doesn't get the word inside of it, if it's not prayed concerning, if it's not matured, if it's not pruned, if it's not cut, and those things cut away that are not of God, then it has a tendency to die in the womb. Or it's miscarried. And the Lord is saying, midwives, I need you to get in position because there is about to be a birthing up on the land. And it's going to take every one of you getting out of yourself, getting out of your comfortable place. We found out during this COVID-19 that many people were uncomfortable just being in the house. Instead of finding that place with God to have a relationship, to build your relationship with him, we were too busy murmuring and complaining. And when you're murmuring and complaining, you can't hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. You can't even hear what he's saying to you. And guess what? If he came with the spiritual might wise arise, he was talking to us first. Hello? Because he generally comes to you first. Then he goes out. So evidently for him to say spiritual might wise arise, evidently somebody's sitting down. I'm just saying. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just saying. But today the Lord is saying is that we have to get in position. And we talked about the three in Exodus, Genesis 35 and 17, Genesis 38 and 28, and Exodus 1 and 16, where we are today about when the spiritual midwives were mentioned. We also talked about Sipra and Pun and about the midwives and how they defied Pharaoh. There's a Pharaoh up on the land. What's going on in the world today, it is just a form of Egypt where it's trying to put the world in, put us in bondage. See with your spiritual eyes, hear with your spiritual ears, and get out of your flesh. Because you can't see this in the flesh. You can't hear it in the flesh. You can't do anything about it in the flesh because it is a spiritual war. We've been in COVID-19 since March. And there have been some people that have been praying. But why is it that we are not seeing results? It's because we are still not on one accord. We are still divided in the body. And it's when we get on one accord and come as one, come in unity, which was day one, come into unity, come in as one, that we will begin to see the results of what we are praying for. Not just that I'm praying for a new house, I'm praying for a new car, I'm praying for, it's more to it than just that. And the Lord said, it's time for us to arise. It's time for the spiritual midwife to arrive. The Lord is using the midwife to help many people come out of a dark gray area that they are in, that we have to speak life. But you can't speak life if you have no life. I remember when my father died and I had been taking care of my mother and I had been taking care of my dad and both of them had passed away and I went home. And I'm looking at my closet and I'm just looking at stuff and I'm going like, Lord, what am I going to do? He said, live. But I didn't know how to live. So I had to learn to how to live through the word of Christ like he wanted me to live. And once I began to live the way God wanted me to live, the way he intended and desired, because Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the plans and thoughts that I have towards you, and they're good, and they do have an expected end. There are some things that God has promised us that we are trying to get to, but we're trying to get to the things when we should get to God, because according to Matthew 6:33, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. But we are teaching the body to seek the things and not seek God. And so there has been a flip-flop that we have put things ahead of God, and God said, hold, it's enough is enough. Midwives, I need you to get up out of sackcloth and ashes. I need you to dust yourself off, and I need you begin to speak the word of God into a dying world that, and tell them to live and salt them with the word of God. Clean them, help those that were willing to be cleaned up, clean, help clean them up. Not put your mouth on them, but clean them up. So he's using the midwives in the process of conception, pregnancy, and birthing. Just as Pua and Shifra hid the babies, they obeyed God. They had a fear of God, which was a reverence for God, that they were going to do what God says do no matter what. But you'll be surprised how many people, they'll say, well, I'm going to do what God tells me to do no matter what. But when I'm tired. Well, I got to do this today. I got to do this tomorrow. I don't know if I'm going to have time. We put everything else in the way. And the Lord said, I need you to get up because somebody's life is on the line. I need you to get up because somebody's sitting there, SOS, that's got a suicidal ideation, they're thinking about ending their life. And I need you to go to them and tell them they need to live. Because it's more. It's more for you. God wants more for you than this. It's more in you than what you see for yourself. God has a plan for your life if you would allow him to unfold it into you. When we are taking someone through birthing, the spiritual birthing, and we are interceding for them, we are praying for them, we are commanding things to line up for them in the spirit realm. But at the same time, we ourselves have to be lined up as well. And the Lord is saying today, midwives, arise, get up out of your sleep, wash your face, and get up. Refresh yourself. If that's what it takes, if you need another midwife to come in and help you refresh yourself, then say, hey, sister, I need a little help here today. Because the only way we are going to get where we need to be is say, do the self-examination of ourselves and say, okay, let me make sure that I'm lined up with your word, Lord. Let me make sure I'm walking according to your will and your statute, Lord. So I can go out and deliver those babies, those spiritual babies that you have called for me and mandated for me to deliver. Some of them are going to be my spiritual sons and daughters, and some are not. I'm just happen to be the midwife that is in position. But if nobody's in position, but thank God for the God for the ability that we do have some strong ones that he has permitted them to go ahead on and birth. So now we have to go in and help them clean up what they have birthed. Because they're not understanding sometimes what it is they're birthing when they're birthing out ministry. Many of us, we want to jump into a certain office and stuff, not understanding the fullness of the office. So sometimes the midwife has to educate them and teach them on the things that come with the office. Because many have gotten to think that the office is glamorous when it's not. And let them know, baby, you're going to have some hurts. Baby, you're going to have some pains. Baby, you're going to be lied on. These are your birthing pains. This is what you're going to feel. And, yeah, it's going to hurt you to the core. But guess what? You will get up, you will survive, and you will move on. Because guess what? Before your ministry is all over, you will be lied on again. You will be talked about again. You will receive heartache again. But how you handled it the first time, it shows you how you will handle it the second time. Even to the point you're going to have to forgive. Because in the process of being a midwife, many going to reject you. I don't need your help. But we have to move pride out the way and humble ourselves unto the Lord. And the Lord is saying today, he's anointing your eyes to see what it is that he wants you to see, that you get out of yourself and not just see you and what pertains to you. Get out of the box, God said, and begin to look through your spiritual eyes what I'm saying in this season and in this hour. You see, I know the heart already. I can get on this line and I can fake and shake all day long, but there are some on this line that are spiritually in tune. No, when you open your mouth, without a doubt. And there are some that will have no clue. But we're going to have to be a spiritual midwife to teach them to learn how to discern what is God and what's not. To discern what is God trying to tell you and say to you in the season. The sons of Issachar knew the season and the time. What season and what time are you in right now? A lot of the birthing from the latter part of spring until mid-August, a lot of the birthing comes up to September, which is 9 months. September is your ninth month. It's also starting the new calendar year. So what is God trying to tell us before this calendar year ends? What is God trying to show us before this calendar year ends? What is God trying to get to us before this calendar year ends? Because even in the midst of the pandemic, he's still going to bless the ones that are walk according to his will and his statute. He's still going to bless you. But an understanding that it reigns on the just as well as unjust. We're in the world, but not of the world. But we're supposed to be the light in the world that shows that Jesus lives within us. So God is saying, midwives, spiritual midwives, arise. Get on your post. It's not business as usual. Because, see, the world system is set up for strategy to tear you down, to get you distracted. Everybody's distracted about COVID-19 now. COVID-19 is doing what it's designed to do. But what are you doing? Are you in position? Are you still doing what the Spirit of the Lord says do in this season and in this hour? That's what we need to be about. We need to be about our Father's business. You have to understand, because of the relationship that we have with our Father. I said relationship. Knowing of him and having a relationship with him is two different things. So we have to have that relationship. The midwives, spiritual midwives, they value their relationship with God. They value their relationship to the point that they, okay, God, I got to do what you say do. I'm not afraid of man anymore. I got to humble myself and do what you say do. The spiritual midwives understand that there are wounds that need to be healed. When the baby comes out sometimes the baby has things going on with him that the midwife has to address. It may be a breathing problem. It may be that the baby just needs to be cleaned up. It may be that the baby's eyes are not clean as they should be. So there are things going on sometimes when a baby is born premature, and so those things are addressed before they even leave the hospital. But it doesn't mean that the baby won't live. Even when a premature baby, I know with one of my twin grandchildren, one of them was a little smaller than the other one. And the doctor tried to say that she was going to be a little slow in the functioning than the other one was. But this little girl has proved all the doctors wrong, because she is more faster than her sibling is. She does better, even better than the sibling. She eats more, just as much as the sibling. She's just as active. So we can't come in agreement with what man is saying. The spiritual midwife doesn't come into the agreement with what man is saying. They come into agreement with what God is saying. And they stand on the word of God. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, they stand on the word of God. And they understand that by producing good fruit, helping that mother to produce good fruit, that fruit would go on and produce more fruit. And so that's why the midwife has to be so much in tune with discernment, with the visual, with the spiritual sight, with the spiritual hearing, to hear what God is saying, what he's doing in this hour, how he's moving in this hour, and what he's saying to us to do in this hour. And many times when we have taken people through this birthing process, we take them through the birthing process and we leave them. And the Lord has instructed me every time I do a birth, he tells me to call forth clean birth, which means I want to remove any distraction, any obstruction that may be hindering that birth from fully manifesting itself. That's just like when we're taking a person through deliverance and they want the gift of tongues, but it's not coming there. And sometimes the Holy Spirit will say they got unforgiveness blocking them. So you're going to have to deal with that unforgiveness first. Once you deal with that unforgiveness, generally the tongues will flow, because now you have dealt with the unforgiveness and they have and been delivered from the unforgiveness, and so now the tongues flow. What is hindering you from moving? The other Tuesday night when I was on the line, I was driving, and I heard the apostle ask for people to start praying in their language, and I heard mimicking tongues. I heard it's a miracle in tongues, because a lot of times when people are praying in the Holy Ghost, I'm silent, because I need to distinguish what is real and what is not. So I asked the Lord, oh, Lord, help me, not judging anybody. That's not what I'm saying. But we need to know when the enemy is among us. And many of us don't know when the enemy is among us. So we got to take the blindness off. We're going to have to get the ears unstopped. And we're going to have to be able to speak what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. We have to use biblical principles. The Lord says you're going to have to use biblical principles to.
Can you hear me? If you can hear me, press 1 on your keypad. Okay, praise the Lord. Prophetess, can you hear me? You can go ahead. I don't know what's going on this evening. Technical difficulty, but can you go ahead, Prophetess? Can you hear me? Prophetess, Andrea, can you hear? Apostle Cynthia, can you hear me? Testing. Okay, Paul's okay. Now we can't, but we cannot hear Prophetess. She's on, but I can't hear her. Prophetess, can you just hang up and dial again? And in? We're having technical difficulties. Everybody just begin to pray. I know you, if you can hear me, let's begin to pray in the Spirit in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And God is saying to us that as a spiritual midwife, he wants us to line up and get in our rightful place to do what it is that he needs for us to do. You have to understand the spiritual midwife is flexible. She can get up at any given time to do what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to do. If the Lord says get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and pray, he needs you to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and pray. There's a reason why he's getting you up at 4 o'clock in the morning and pray. I need you to take your lunch hour and go spend time with me. There's a reason why he has to, because the assignment that he's placed on your life, I'm trying to give you your next assignment to get where you need to be. The Lord said to tell you there are many on this line in this season that are about to birth out ministry. He's about there. Your baby is kicking, but you want to get ahead of God. And God is causing for the spiritual midwives to say, okay, get in position, midwives, and get in position. Don't let the baby be born before time, but let the baby, allow the baby to be born on time. But it's through your guidance and through your wisdom and through your knowledge of the Holy Spirit that he will tell you to move in sequence what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Because there are houses that are here that are getting ready to be in the spiritual realm of floating down the river. The river is water. The river is washing. They're about to be washed and ready to come up on the sea. And they're going to have to be midwives in position that are going to have to walk them through this journey and help them to be all that God has called and ordained for them to be. But you can't have an attitude because it's not about you. They ain't always like what you say. They may not always do what you tell them to do right away, but stand your ground and do what it is that the Spirit of the Lord is calling you to do in this day, in this hour. Spiritual midwives, the Lord is saying, arise. And the last point I want to leave this with you in Titus 2, when it said, Titus 2 women were a form of midwives, because they were teaching the younger. He said the older are to teach the younger. They were teaching them the things that they needed to do to get into a position, or maybe they were looking for a husband. Maybe it was ministry, but they were teaching them to get into a position to what they needed to be. Everybody wants to get to the Proverbs 31 woman, but nobody wants to be the Titus 2. And the Lord is causing for the Titus 2 and the midwives to walk in sequence in this season and do what he's ordained and orchestrated for them to do. Because the Moses are on their way. The Daniels are on their way. The Elijah and Elijah are on their way. They're on their way. Deborah is on her way. Mary is on her way. So what is it that we are doing? Are we getting in line to do what God has ordained and orchestrated for us to do today? Because what God has promised his people, it shall come forth. And I'm through. It's back in your hands.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you, Prophet. Thank you. I'm so sorry for the technical. I don't know what's going on. But we praise God, we made it. Hallelujah. The enemy is angry, but we made it. Praise the Lord with these technical difficulties. Hallelujah. We bless God for the word this evening in the name of Jesus. We bless God for you. Hallelujah. His prophet. And I'm going to ask Apostle Cynthia, if she can hear me, to please give us a word of prayer and a closing prayer. Pray for Prophet Andrea, and then a closing prayer.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. To God be all the glory. We thank God for the word tonight. We thank God for the manifestation of the midwife. Arise, says the Lord. Arise. Oh, my God. We thank God for the prophet. For being obedient to the word, from hearing from the Spirit of a living God, from marching up to the kingdom and getting that assignment. We ask in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Jesus the Christ, that, oh God, you strengthen her out of Zion, that you continue to impart in her and give her revelation, knowledge, and understanding, that you, oh God, continue to revive, regenerate, renew, re-strengthen, refresh, increase, energize in the name of Jesus. That you, oh God, continue to keep the hedge of protection and the shield around her as she goes to and fro. And that you, oh God, bless each and every one that is in the sound of my voice, their homes and all that is connected to them. And let them know they are midwives and it is time to arise. not time to labor and moan and groan, but time to do a birth. It is birthing season. I heard the prophet, oh God, say, Deborah's are coming forth. Mary's are coming forth. Elijah's and Eliza are coming forth. Let that birthing be a birthing of purpose, and let it be a birthing of success and victory in the name of Jesus. So bless each and every household, that wherever your, oh my God, your spirit lies, there is purpose being birthed right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the angelics that have been loosed on the earth. To the angelics, oh my God, that are loosed on the earth. The angelics that are loosed right now in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise, honor, and glory. Boom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Apostle. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Prophet. We bless God once again for you. We appreciate you. We love you. We thank you for the word that came forth this evening. In the name of Jesus, the word that the Lord gave you, I pray that each and every one will heed the voice of the Lord speaking through the prophet. Hallelujah. So the tip will be available on Facebook, and I'm going to go over it to make sure things are straight on it, and I will post it in the mighty name of Jesus. But we're honored to have Prophet Andrea Lewis. Thank God for her in the ministry in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now tomorrow is the ninth day. Midwives arise. Hallelujah, day, night, and we have our sister, Apostle Cynthia Cullings Agboye. She will be on tomorrow evening. Get ready for that thunder. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I'm excited about tomorrow, and we're almost there. We bless God. So join us tomorrow evening. Let others know. We've been having a great time with all the guest speakers, and we want to tell God, we say thank you to each and every one of them. Join us. Do not stop where you are. We got the 9th and the 10th will be the last day. The 10th day is the last day, and we have Prophet Annette Phillips. Prophetess Annette Phillips, she will be on for the last day. Hallelujah. So I want to say God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed weekend in the name of Jesus. Midwives, arise. Midwives, anytime that the Lord gave a word, it always comes to the person who brings the word first. Hallelujah. And I don't know about you, but I know I have arisen. Hallelujah. And I'm moving in what God has called me to move in. And he's given me that strength to do it. Hallelujah. And when he calls you, he gives you that strength. So arise, midwives. Arise. God bless you. Have a wonderful and blessed evening.
I won't. You take it all, yes, you take it all.